feeling like.
Appears we've made it to a feel good fry.
Yay! Oh, I got to do the yay. I never knew.
That feel good?
No, I feel like I blew it because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, no.
Say it again.
No.
Say it again. I have a better.
Ask nicely.
Can you say it again?
It appears we've made it to a feel good fry.
Oh, Mike, stick to the first one. What the hell was that?
That one felt right for me. That was true to me. Okay, we have made it to a fry-yay. The date is May 30th, 2025 is the year. Wow. And the people have really lost their marbles. The people are coming out of the woodwork, and they're wanting these tickets for the show tomorrow night. The one at Gillette Stadium. Maybe you've heard of these artists.
Who?
Post Malone and Jelly Roll. Are you familiar?
The name sounds so familiar.
Sure. They're up and coming. So if you're not familiar with them now, you will be familiar with them, you know, pretty soon.
Sure.
But yeah, huge concert, and the sanity has gone to the wayside, and people are just really wanting these tickets. And I'll tell you how you can win them. There are two opportunities on today's show, both with Can't Beat Logan. So we get our contestants at 6:20 and then again at 7:35. And those are our last pairs of tickets. So may the odds be ever in your favor. And we had a lot of funsies yesterday giving them away with a game that we've been dying to play. We've been looking for an excuse for it. And if you missed it, we're going to replay some of our favorite moments from that. Enjoy. I know you will. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. So we are playing a game that Logan and I made up that we've been dying to play. It's called What's My Age Again? So we're going to have callers call us at 603-749-0975. Logan and I will ask them two questions each. Logan and I will discuss as a class and then guess the caller's age. If we're within 2 points, we get the point. I mean, if we're within 2 years of their real age, we get the point, but the points don't really matter. It's all if you're willing to play and subject yourself to this, you could win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll this Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. So if you'd like to play What's My Age Again, give us a call at 603-749-0975. Hi there, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Oh, she sounds timid, nervous. Are you ready to play What's My Age Again?
I'm walking into work.
Oh, you're walking into work, you said?
Yeah.
Well, this could be worth it. So, first question, where do you work and what do you do?
I work at a childcare center. I'm a 2-year-old teacher.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's one question down.
You're kind of young and sprightly for that.
You're up.
Okay. Samantha, what kind of cell phone was your first? Like, what model?
A Nextel.
Ooh. Okay. Nextel going into my notes.
Yeah, me
here.
Too.
Nextel. Okay. And do me a favor and describe what kind of car you took to prom.
Describe it. Can I tell you what it was?
Yeah. Tell me whatever car you drove to prom.
It was a black 69 Camaro.
That didn't help me as much as I thought it would.
No, because it could be. She borrowed it from her dad.
Sorry, I got a good age. I'm ready.
You do?
But you get a question. Still.
Okay. This question's a little dark, but I hope you know why I'm asking it. Where were you on 9/11?
Fifth grade. My mom picked me up early from school because she was nervous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Time out. What grade were you in, Kira?
What grade was I in?
Yeah. This is going to help me do my math real quick.
I was in eighth grade.
Perfect. So you're 35 or four.
Wait, we got to discuss.
Oh.
You think she's 35?
Well, you're 37, so minus
she's, no, she's 33.
No, how old are you?
I'm 37.
You're 37. 37 minus 3, because you were in 8th grade. 8th grade minus 5th grade is 3. So 37 minus 3 is 34.
She's 34. Are you 34?
I am not.
How old are you?
32.
What? How did that happen?
I said 33. But told you she's 30.
Well, it doesn't matter. You were wrong, too.
I will be 33 in September.
Okay. No, don't put your hands up. No one likes the I told you so person when you had the opportunity to fight back. That's the worst kind of human being.
Don't turn on me. You were wrong. Okay. So,
Samantha, thanks for playing.
We still get the point, though, because we were in the 2-year buffer.
And for that, yes. We're thankful.
I'm having fun, and I hope everyone else is too. 603-749-0975. Let's play What's My Age Again on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are playing this fun and flirty game that we made up called What's My Age Again? And someone willing to subject themselves to this game will be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll this weekend at Gillette Stadium. Our number is 603-749-0975 if you'd like to play. Hello, thank you for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Carly.
Okay, so you're down to play What's My Age Again?
I am.
Okay. We are going to start firing questions your way. Logan, okay. Do you want to kick us off or you want me to start?
It's Friday night. What time do you go to bed?
Whoa.
By nine?
Yeah. I got you pinned already.
Don't judge her. Okay, Carly, who was your very first celebrity crush?
Nice one.
Oh, say Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
See, Logan just knocked you down 20 years.
Interesting.
Okay.
Let's see. How many drinks do you think it takes you to get hungover?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I'd say three.
Three.
I held up a three before you even said that. I feel like
she and I are like on the same page. Okay, Carly, this is going to seem funny, but we'll bleep out most of it. But can you tell me your email that you use currently?
You want like the official one or like who it's through? It's a Yahoo account.
Okay, that helped. No, that's all I wanted to know.
It's a Yahoo account?
Okay, Yahoo. Okay, and that's the one you use most regularly.
Always, yep.
Okay, she's a Yahoo girl.
Justin Timberlake is feeling younger. 9 p.m. bedtime Friday, pushing a little older. Can we agree 30s?
Yeah, I'm thinking late 30s.
Late 30s, I'm okay with. Can we pull it down to like 37? Or you're thinking 38, 9?
I'm thinking 39, but I would...
Justin Timberlake feels too young to be a first celebrity crush.
I know. You're right.
For 39.
You're right. But she has a Yahoo account.
So? So that's younger. Comcast is the oldie.
But Gmail is current.
Yeah.
So
wait, what were you saying?
I was saying 39, but I'll meet you at 37.
Well, I say 37, so let's meet at 38.
Okay,
let's cover our ground.
Okay, Carly, are you 38?
I am
37. Well, hey, we won the point. We were in the 2-year buffer.
We were. Carly, you are such a good sport for playing along.
That was awesome.
All right, who's up next? 603-749-0975. We're playing What's My Age Again on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We are playing a game called What's My Age Again? And up for grabs is a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Gillette Stadium this weekend. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for being willing to play What's My Age Again. What's your name?
You got it. My name's Nicole.
Okay,
Nicole.
Great. All right, so do you mind if I hit Nicole with the first question?
Yeah, because I haven't even built questions yet. So.
Okay. Nicole, what was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Ooh, Doug, Nickelodeon, yes. And the Rugrats.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
A woman of my own heart.
Hold on.
I know where we're at here.
Did your prom date wear a cummerbund? What is it called? Cummer patch? Isn't it a bun? I was right.
Cummerbund.
Bunt? Really?
I think it's a D at the end. D at the end.
Like a blunt?
No, cummerbund with a D.
Whatever. I think I said cummerbund. Anyway, did your prom date wear one of those things?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay, because I feel like I know when those kind of went out.
Okay.
Just tracking.
What was your first social media platform?
Oh, God. This is embarrassing. MySpace.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
All right. Okay. Describe to me your nighttime skincare or teeth routine.
Jeez.
What the hell? So rude.
It's rude.
It really all depends.
No, it's not rude. It's going to help me.
It really all depends on the night, but every night I brush my teeth before bed. If I have time, sometimes I'll like do a mask and, you know, put some cream on. Otherwise, a lot of times I'm just so tired, I go straight to bed.
Uh-huh. I'm
tired.
There we go.
So, be tired.
So we go from low 30s to high 30s with a lack of skincare routine.
Oh, wow.
No doubt. No doubt.
Okay.
Just my truth.
Felt a little judgy.
That's not judgy. It's my truth.
Okay, so what do we think, Logan?
I got her pinned. I'm going to let you be the ultimate decider, but I got her here somewhere between 36 and 41.
Yep. I think...
I'm happy with 38.
I am also happy with 38.
Should we lock it in?
Yeah.
Final answer. Nicole, are you 38?
I'm 38.
Come on! Yes!
So good to be right.
Yep, I knew that skincare routine question was gonna help me.
That is excellent. Thank you for playing along. You're such a good sport. Hang on, Logan's gonna grab your number on the other end, okay? Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. We are playing a game called What's My Age Again? Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Gillette Stadium this weekend. Thank you for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Courtney.
Hey, Court. All right. So you are down to play What's My Age Again?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're going to start firing questions if you're comfy with that.
Yeah.
Courtney, talk to me about the poster that you had hanging in your childhood bedroom. You could just name one.
It was definitely Justin Bieber.
Justin
yep.
Bieber.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
Describe when your parents were disciplining you. What did that look like? A hand, a belt, a verbal warning?
A public lashing in the town square?
Yeah.
It was typically my parents would take me out to the car.
If what? I was being and too do bad. What?
And just have me sit there.
Ooh.
Can I ask a follow-up? I know that this is impeding on my second question, but can I ask a free follow-up?
You may.
Courtney, were you ever hit? What? Is that
I think my dad spanked me like one time.
Okay. All right. Was that
she remembers it.
Was it an inappropriate question to ask?
It feels personal.
I mean, no.
Thank you, Courtney.
Okay, Courtney.
So to the car and hit once.
He's writing it down.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Courtney, your classrooms in elementary school, do they have chalkboards or whiteboards?
Whiteboards.
Whiteboards. Okay, so we knew she was young.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love this question. Courtney, it's your first day of high school. Maybe, screw it. It's your first day of senior year of high school. What's in your backpack?
Not much. I don't even remember having a backpack senior year.
Okay. Another free follow-up here. Are you carrying around a laptop?
No.
Okay, but not carrying around anything is like, it's new school, right? Because like we had books and you had to have them all wrapped in a certain freaking color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and folders matching, an agenda book.
I like agenda book. Yeah. I like where your head's going. And also Justin Bieber. That's younger. So no one in my generation had that. She has to be.
That's between Missy and her younger sister.
Right. I'm
we're
thinking
between
like
22 and 29.
Correct.
We're in there.
That's. And I would be comfortable, I don't know about you, with 25.
Six.
Oh.
Okay. I'm fine with 20. She was hit.
Why? She thinks once.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And like, let me bring you to the car. That's pretty new age parenting.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't a quick backhand. Like, we got.
You're really harping on the hitting.
24 it is.
24?
All right, 25.
25. Okay.
Are you 25?
I'm 28.
28.
Not in the buffer.
I told you she was hit.
This whole game was probably feeling like being hit, to be honest.
Courtney's feeling like trauma's coming back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtney, can we hit you with these tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll?
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
No. Thank you for putting yourself through this at this hour. We're really grateful.
Thank you.
Have a great time. Can you hold on?
Yeah, of course.
It's the 97. She's stomping out. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
All right, it is a Flip It Friday. today. So instead of Can't Beat Kira, we play Can't Beat Logan. And the lucky lady on the line is Carly. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
How are we feeling?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Are you nervous?
I'm feeling a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm not great at this, but I'm ready.
Are you a bigger fan of Post Malone or Jelly Roll, would you say?
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's a jelly girl. Yeah, he's certainly having a moment, and we hope that you'll be able to be there tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. The first, whatever,
order
on our list.
Order of business.
Order of business. I couldn't find the word.
I could tell.
The first order of business is to get rid of this bearded man to my right. Can you do that, Carly?
Yes, Logan. Get out.
You got it.
Get to getting. There he goes. Okay, Carly. This is the battle of pop culture wits. You get more right than Logan, you win. If you tie, you still have to say the phrase of shame. But you'll be skipping into the weekend with a pair of tickets to see Posty and Jelly. How does all that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does. Here we go. I'm hitting you with question one. CeeLo Green is celebrating a birthday today. What singing competition show was he a judge on?
I don't even think I could guess.
Do you want to just throw out any singing competition show just to get a guess out there?
American Idol.
American Idol. Okay. And which came first, Carly? Was it the original Barbie doll or the Easy Bake Oven?
Ooh, I'm going to say Barbie.
She's going to say Barbie. We're locking it in.
Yeah.
Okay, Carly, finish the lyrics. Are you an old school country fan?
I am.
Because I got a little Alan Jackson Chattahoochee for you.
Okay.
She's okay. She's perked up. Okay, let's finish these lyrics, shall we? Yeah, wait.
Can I go back to number one? I think number one's The Voice. It came to me.
The Voice?
I don't know if it's too late, but I'm going with The Voice.
Okay. It's not too late because Logan didn't re-enter the building. Here. So we're going to lock that in.
Cool.
And we're going to button it up, throw away the key. Back to Alan.
Okay.
Chattahoochee. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little.
About love.
About love. Okay, Carly. How are we feeling about what just transpired without giving anything away?
I feel better than I thought I was going to do.
I think you should. I think the confidence level should be pretty high.
Ooh, pretty high.
Hello, Logan. Welcome back.
Hello.
Let's get right into it, shall we?
I'm ready.
Enough with this monkey business.
Yeah. Whatever.
CeeLo Green is celebrating a birthday today. What singing competition show was CeeLo a judge on?
It wasn't American Idol, right? It was The Voice. It was Final Answer, The Voice.
Okay. So,
was it The Voice?
It was The Voice. Oh. Yep. And Carly ended up kind of like skipping that one, and then she went, but it came to her later.
Really?
Yeah. So, you both got that point. Excellent job. Question number two. Which came first?
Chicken or the egg? I've been wondering my whole life.
I don't have the answer to that. But was it the original Barbie doll or the Easy Bake Oven?
Oh. Fun question.
You love?
Are they in the same area? Are they, like, close?
Yeah.
Damn. I gotta go with Barbie.
You do?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Okay. That's what Carly said, too.
Yeah.
Carly's a Barbie girl, and Logan's a Barbie boy. Mm-hmm.
In a Barbie world.
In a Barbie world. And that's correct.
Good.
Yeah. Because Barbie came out in 1959, Easy Bake Oven 1963. Very close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Easy Bake, 63?
Yeah. Who knew they had that technology in the 60s?
I had one of those back in the day.
Did you? Did you make delicious treats?
Oh, yeah.
Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little.
About love.
About love. Carly said about love. Logan said about love. You two lovers are correct. 3 points for Logan. 3 points for Carly. I just spit quite a bit. Carly, you do have to say that phrase of shame.
My name is Carly and I can't be.
Aw, yeah. Number one for the country. 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning time. And we are about to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is Disney. Disney music in particular. So this was a little surprising to me, Logan.
Yeah.
Out of all the bops that Disney has given us over the years, New Hampshire's favorite, all-time favorite
pick. Can I guess?
You may.
I don't agree with this, but based on your hints, I'm going to go with some. Is it New Age? Is it like, do you want to build a snowman?
It's like that, but it's not that.
All right, what is it?
It's from Frozen.
It is from Frozen. What other song is there?
The song.
Do you want to build a snowman?
That's your favorite.
I didn't even know there was another
one. Let it go.
Let it go.
Jeez Louise.
I forgot. Let it go. Yeah, but that checks out. I mean, I don't agree, but that song has gripped people.
It definitely
has. That movie. And, you know, like, we get snow. Well, we like the Olaf.
We do get snow.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people in Arizona are screaming, let it snow.
No.
They're probably more like Lion King vibes up in there.
No, I have the map right in front of me. So it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins.
Blow my brains out. Are you kidding me? That's the favorite. I was expecting Aladdin.
Yeah.
I could show you the world.
This is a good one, right? So this is surprising that out of all the songs, there are only two songs that are the favorite. So the country is divided into...
Two songs?
Yeah, into Frozen, Let It Go. I think this was a lazy survey. Frozen, Let It Go, or...
Mary Poppins.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That is crazy. You're missing Aladdin, A Whole New World. You're missing... I don't know. How about every song from The Lion King?
I know.
And I mean, what's a Toy Story song, too? They got one. They got... What's the Toy Story song?
Well, it's not a musical.
No, I know, but there's a song from the soundtrack.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, what is that? That's not a good song? You're telling me no state is like, yeah, you got a friend in me. That's a good one.
I mean, yeah, no, that is a good one. I'm looking at the map divided into red and blue. It looks like all of New England.
You got a political map on there.
Yeah, it's looking very familiar. We're a country divided. And all of New England is blue, meaning they love Frozen. They love Let It Go as their number one song.
I can't knock it.
Yeah.
It's a good song. It's a good musical.
And it's very popular in this generation.
Is that considered a musical?
Yes.
Okay. Because they sing it, right? I haven't seen The Frozen in a minute. But they sing it?
They sing it.
This is not... All right, here's another question.
Yeah.
Do background songs count? Like the Toy Story one we just said? You got a friend of me?
That's their soundtrack. That's the movie soundtrack. So I wouldn't call Toy Story a musical.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Cause, yeah.
Because Woody and Buzz aren't singing a duet.
Right.
Do you want to talk generations?
Sure.
So...
Tell me more about this.
Do you want to guess what the boomers' favorite Disney song is?
Do I know it?
Yeah.
I do. What movie?
Well, that'll give it away.
It will? I don't even have a guess.
You've mentioned it.
I've mentioned it already.
You've mentioned it already.
From Lion King?
No.
What the heck did I mention?
It's A Whole New World from Aladdin.
That's Boomer's favorite?
It is.
That's a great one.
Why are you so surprised?
I just didn't think I was going to identify with the Boomer's favorites.
Well, you do. Do you want to move on to Millennials? This will really speak to you.
It's Lion King.
No.
What is it?
It's What Dreams Are Made Of, the Lizzie McGuire movie.
I didn't even think that would count.
I know.
I'm so happy that it does.
Yeah, we were thinking animation, weren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. But now I'm thinking Elizabeth Dreams, throwing the coin in the well or whatever she does.
Is there any better song?
That's great. That's great. The guys of the world aren't happy about that one. But...
No, they're not. Do you want to talk Gen Zs?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Frozen land.
You would think, but no.
What? What you got? One
You've already mentioned it.
Ah, how many have I mentioned? I've mentioned
it's from The Lion King.
It's from The Lion King.
Yes.
The Love One. What's The Love
Can
One?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah. No. There's no way it's that.
It's not.
It's obviously I got my necklace on. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, such a good song. No, it's not that.
What? That's The Lion King song.
I know.
What other songs are there in The Lion King besides that song?
I just can't wait to be
King. All right. Yeah.
Why are you gagging?
Because that's not better than Hakuna Matata.
Okay.
It's a wonderful phrase.
It's a wonderful phrase.
It means
phrase.
No worries. In no fashion grace.
Damn. Out of you and I, who's Pumbaa and who's Timon?
Let's see. I'm Pumbaa.
Yeah, I'm giving Warthog vibes.
Wait. Timon is the... I said I'm Pumbaa.
Oh, you're Pumbaa. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're more Timon.
You think?
Yeah, you're right. You're a damn warthog. If you was a damn warthog... Yeah, you're
bossy.
Yeah, you are the... Just about done with this conversation.
If you want to tell us what your favorite Disney song is, shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Are you ready for a brand spanking new episode of Second Date Update? Excellent. Let's do this.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it bread's not fair, it just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you, that's right.
It is time, my friend, for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. On the line, we have Chad. So, Chad, what's going on?
Hey, so first off, I got to say I love the show, and I love this part of the show too.
Thank you.
So like I look forward to this every week, and you guys are awesome.
Well, if you're a fan of the show, you know how these goes, and you're the star of this one, Chad, so I'm not sure how high your hopes are.
Yeah, I do want to say I've heard a lot of these, and mine's not really, I guess, traditional, because I don't really want to see this girl again.
What? Fill us in. What's happening? The girl in question is Cassie, right? So what's going on there?
We met on one of these dating apps, and like we chatted for like a week, decided to meet up. We went to Lexi's to get burgers, and I think I got a shake too. Anyway, like we decided, oh, we'll just go out after work one of these days. Mm-hmm. So everything's going fine, right? Not like a life-changing thing, but it wasn't a bad date either. So we're asking like the normal small talk, get to know you questions.
Yeah.
Like work, friends, hobbies, normal first date stuff.
Sure.
So I excuse myself, go to the bathroom. I'm gone for 5 minutes. I'm not gone very long, but when I come back, she's gone. Nowhere to be found. And she wrote on a napkin, sorry, you eat your fries too loud.
What?
This is a hilarious reason to just get up and leave.
I was so confused. I was like, what? Because I don't eat my fries loud. That doesn't make any sense. And I barely ate any of them. I was mostly chewing on my burger. I had like 3 or 4 of the fries before I went to the bathroom.
So you're feeling like it's not about the fries.
I know it's not. Like, I would like to know what really happened. And I don't really care about like getting the next date. I do want to know why she actually left.
To leave while you're in the bathroom, she must have been feeling some type of way. You know, to not even fake a call, fake an emergency. That is a move, like, I got to get out of here and I got to get out of here now.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I've had some bad first dates, but I've never had this happen. So I kind of want to know, did she just want the free meal? Because she did take her burger, her shake, and she took some of my fries, too. So
she's like, you eat these too loudly, I'm going to take them.
Yeah, like, I don't know. So, like, I don't know. I want to get to the, at least know what happened.
You're replaying this in your mind, obviously. You know, up until that point, yeah, you went to the bathroom. Anything glaring in your head of, oh, maybe that's what steered her away, or maybe that's what made her want to get up and leave?
I've got no ideas, but I know it's not the fries.
I'm with you. There's no way it's the fries. Who leaves a date like that?
Well, Chad, you know, you said it. This is not traditional. But I do see where you're coming from, and I see your need and your want to know what's really going on here and why she felt compelled to leave in the middle of your date and take her fries. I mean, a second date is probably not on the table, but, you know, should it lead in that direction? Of course, we would pay for it. I don't even know if that's something you would want at this point. But I think you give us her number and we'll see what happens. How does that sound?
I think that'll be great.
Okay. Good luck, Chad. We'll see how this goes.
Thanks.
Second date update, kind of, on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and the time is now for part two of Second Date Update. All right, we got a hold of Cassie. Cassie, thank you for agreeing to come on the air for Second Date Update. We heard what you did to Chad on the date, to leave in the middle while he's in the bathroom.
And you blamed it on the fries.
Kind of a low blow. What was that all about? He seems like a nice guy.
Well, you said this is a second date segment, so, but obviously I'm not interested. I left the date 15 minutes in.
No, yeah, we get that. We get that. But this is kind of a not traditional one. Like, we figured there would be no second date, but Chad is a listener and friend of the show, and he just wanted some answers. I mean, obviously he was confused to come back from the bathroom and see that you were gone with a note saying he ate his fries too loudly, but he had a feeling it wasn't really about the fries.
He's right. It wasn't about the fries.
One mystery solved, one to go. Then what was it about, if not the fries?
You know, it was a combination of a few different things, actually. So this guy used photos from 2016 in his profile, you know, and as most people do, he's aged quite a bit in those 9 years. You know, he's still a good-looking guy, but his hair is mostly gray. And I'm 26, you know, I'm not looking to date Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka, you know?
Okay, I think he was bald, but I get your point.
I mean, if he looked the same as he did in 2016, fine. Some people do, you know, but he doesn't. So I felt like that was dishonest, so there's that.
Okay.
And then while I was at Lexi's, I got a text from my friend that she was at Dwyer's, and my ex was there, who I've been, like, dying to get back with. And he asked about me, apparently. So, you know, I saw my opportunity to get out of there, and I knew my date with Chad wasn't going anywhere. So I took my burger and ate it on the walk over to Dwyer's. And, you know, I didn't feel like I owed him honesty when he was dishonest about his photos.
Let me get this right. You ate his fries, then you left him for another man. Hilarious. Terrible, but hilarious.
This is definitely a first. What we didn't tell you, Cassie, is that Chad's on the line, and he did hear what you said. If it's okay with you, we're gonna ask him to pop in and say his piece, because he wanted answers. It sounds like he just got them. Chad, you there?
Barely. I almost had to hang up just to listen to that. It's ridiculous. Like, what are we talking about?
This is kind of crazy with you bringing me on the radio when clearly I didn't want to see you again. I mean, what did you expect, Dad?
For your actual reason for leaving. And you couldn't have just said you had a family emergency or something like that, like a normal person?
Well, that's not the truth. I'm so confused. Okay, hold on here now. Now, I'm confused, okay? You want me to lie to your face to make you feel better?
You already lied by saying it was because I ate my fries too loud. But it wasn't about that. You just wanted to get back with your ex. It had nothing to do with me.
Okay, well, you know, I may have been more honest with you if you didn't deceive me with your pictures, like I said. God,
I'm a dude. I don't have a bunch of pictures of myself.
I'll get Chad's back really quick. Dudes don't frequently have selfies and tons of photos of themselves on their own camera roll.
And I haven't changed my update photo in a while. My bad. But that's not comparable to you making up a stupid reason that you wanted to leave on the date.
Okay, well, I'm not going to waste my time with someone I know I'm not compatible with, okay? Because life is short. I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity for love, and it wasn't there, so I left.
Wow.
Out of curiosity, did you find love with your ex?
I don't know if you could call it love at the moment, but we did rekindle things that night, and, yeah, I mean, I'm seeing where it goes, so I'm kind of excited about that.
And that dude better run if he knows what's good for him.
And you know what, Chad? Jealousy is a disease, so I hope you get well soon.
Yikes. Okay, Chad, well, I know you didn't want a second date in the first place. You wanted answers, and it looks like you got them. Are things a little more clear now?
Crystal clear. I dodged a bullet.
And you didn't have to pay for dessert.
If you ever want to re-listen to episodes of Second Date Update or share them with a loved one, I just want to remind you that they are available on our podcast. Just search Kira and Logan in the Morning wherever you listen to podcasts. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the Morning. Okay, hectic morning around here. Before we get into the tale about Logan fathering the babiest animal I've ever seen in my life, we do want to touch upon the fact that Brooks and Dunn and Jason Aldean supposed to be tonight at Fenway Park. I'm sure if you had tickets, you saw that the show has been canceled. Apparently, some staging fell apart during rehearsal.
Crazy.
And it was deemed unsafe.
And therefore, see you later.
For
two
concerts.
Shakira last night, just hours before the show, that's when the staging fell apart. And that cancels the Friday show as well. Too bad.
Really, really bad. I know so many people were looking forward to it. And my texts are swarmed because they think I have some kind of behind the scenes, like, information or knowledge.
Yeah.
I just know what everyone else knows.
That's all we know.
But it is important to say that it was a decision made by the venue, and it wasn't the artist who said, I don't feel safe to perform. I mean, they would be validated to do that,
sure.
But I think it makes people feel a little better. That
is the venue's call.
Yeah, that the artist wanted to perform, and they were like, we'll be fine, and they were like, no, you will not, and you can't perform. It's not safe.
No doubt.
So there's that. Okay, this baby animal in the studio with us right now, start at the very beginning.
The very beginning. Yesterday, I'm playing 9 holes of golf soon after work. As I'm walking on to the 18th fairway, I'm with a buddy. The buddy says, Logan, we see this baby animal. We think it's maybe a baby squirrel because it is teeny tiny, in your palm of the hand kind of thing.
Smaller than a field mouse.
It has no fur on it. It is like raw skin, like brand new baby. And immediately we were put in the predicament, what do we do? Do we, like, a baby, whatever this is, should not be in the middle of a golf fairway. So either the mom kicked it out or something happened or an animal dropped it. What do we do? Do we leave it? Natural selection, right? Like, says we should just leave it. This is how the circle of life goes. I thought that I had that in me. I don't. I picked that sucker up. And thank God I did, because ready for this jarring moment?
Yeah.
2 minutes later, we hear a noise. We turn around. We look up. We see an enormous bald eagle carrying a full-grown bunny.
Ooh.
Mama bear.
This is appalling.
Isn't this crazy? I can't make this.
This is Animal Planet live on the golf course.
No word of a lie. We look up. We're like, oh my God. So did this bald eagle pick up the baby originally and then drop it? Did the mom kick it out of this nest because it's like, baby, go be free. Let me try to hold the nest down.
I bet Mama Bunny was defending baby bunny's honor and then got scooped up in the process.
Bingo. And I think that the eagle probably messed around with the babies first to distress the mom and then focus. I'm no animal expert. I'm just thinking. I've watched Planet Earth a few times. He's spectating. So at any rate, I was like, well, now I have to take it.
Yeah.
Because there's no mom to go back to. So I brought it home.
Why am I crying?
And oh, you tell me. No, just kidding. So I brought her home, him home, Parmesan. That's what we named him.
Parmy.
And by the time I called the NHSPCA, which closed yesterday at 4, and then I also called the Center for Wildlife in York, they were closed. So I was like, okay, at minimum, I got to get this sucker through the night. Did tons of research, got KMR, kitten milk replacement. It's a powder form.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Petco last night. I got some powdered kitty something.
How do you administer that into that
Thank
creature's mouth that is tiny?
This is a small nipple. This is a smaller nipple. And this is a syringe.
You've been nursing the baby all night?
I have, but I have to give a shout out to my wife, who immediately was like, we're not keeping this. This is too much to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, no worries. Newborn. Well, I go to the office and I look and she's nursing the damn thing. And I'm like, I go over, I'm like, is it working? She goes, it's working. And sure enough, the baby was suckling this thing, whatever this is, the syringe.
How often do you have to feed Parmy?
So that's part of the reason why we are obviously bringing her to the rescue. It should be every 3 hours. She's not eating enough.
Okay.
And we're doing like what we think, like warming up the milk. We're doing the ratio. We're doing the syringe. Like we're trying. And she was suckling it a bit. So she was getting some.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we don't know what we're doing. We just needed to get her through the night, which we did. She's still moving around.
Mm-hmm. She's here right now.
She's in studio. Yeah. There's a video on her Instagram. I haven't, it's on her Instagram.
I'll put it. Okay.
Well, it's on my Instagram and I tagged her. Okay, so it'll be there very soon.
So that was a lie. It's not on ours.
And, yeah. So, eventually, we got to call someone today on air and be like, hey, can you come pick this up? I'll drop her off. I don't care. But it'd be cool to have someone come in.
That would be really nice. So if you're listening to this tale and you work, either for a vet or in animal rescue or, I mean, any advice? Would you want some advice?
Would take some advice. The thing is, like, I'm not giving it to someone who's like, I've raised bunnies. Like,
okay, no.
I need an ID. I'm not giving my baby up to just nobody who thinks they can, take care of her better.
Parmesan is a part of you at this point.
At this point, she is. So I needed to go to a wildlife rescue or the NHSPCA.
Okay. Yeah,
I would be curious, though, if other people have rescued other animals.
Yes, if you have an animal rescue story.
And kept it, like kept a squirrel.
Okay.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, how long did you keep the animal that you rescued?
Yeah.
You know, what was that like? How little were they? How long did you keep? 603-749-0975. And if anyone has any affiliation with a local animal rescue,
please
call.
I think
Logan would like to be in touch. 603-749-0975. We got to check on Parmesan. We'll be right back. 97.5 WOKQ. If you don't know who Parmesan is, Logan's going to fill you in.
Yesterday I was golfing, and on the very last hole, I nearly stepped on what appeared to be like an hour old baby something. Turns out it's a baby bunny. A few minutes later, after finding this little thing and pondering what to do, if I should keep it, rescue it, or just let it die in the fairway at Exeter Country Club.
It felt wrong.
Well, 2 minutes later, I look up behind me and a bald eagle. I kid you not, a bald flipping eagle, massive, is carrying a bunny.
It was mama.
In its talons. So, like, that was mom. So anyway, took it for the night, got some KMR, some kitten milk replacement. I'm not an expert here.
I got some KMR
up in here. I got a syringe and a little baby bottle, and me and my wife just took care of her through the night. We got a heat pack keeping her warm. We're doing the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. And the plan is to contact a wildlife rescue. And so
actually we got a message from Audrey Libby, who said the name of the director for the Center of Wildlife up in New York, Maine, is Kristen Lamb. I'm gonna try to get a hold of her right now so she can call you.
So we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Audrey Libby, and thank you, hopefully, Kristen Lamb, if you're listening, give us a call. I need to know what to do.
So inspired by the adventures of Parmesan, who is in the studio with us right now, if I didn't make that clear, we are asking for your animal rescue tales at 603-749-0975. Let's go to Isaiah. What happened?
I was just calling in because I had taken care of a squirrel one time. I heard Logan's story about the bunny, and I do tree work, and we were removing a tree, and out jumped a squirrel, and the squirrel attached to me for the day.
What?
And I kept trying to put him back on the tree and, like, let him go, and he just kept crawling up me, crawled up my helmet. And so I ended up bringing the squirrel home and took care of him for a couple days.
That's so cute. So then what happened after the couple days?
Just kind of the same thing as he did. He did your research, and then I was feeding the squirrel puppy milk through, like, a hamster water bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
This is very tender.
And so it was, sucking on that. And I kept it in the house for a day just to get it through the night. And then I put it outside in a, like, basket.
Yeah.
Because there was really not much we could do. And we called around, and other people just kind of nursed them through the night and let them go. But we still got gray squirrels all over the place, which is cool.
That's crazy, man. Good for you. I love that you did that. It's hard to just be like, nah, squirrel. And the squirrel's crawling all over you. It needed help. It needed you.
It was like, dad. Yeah,
it was a, like, 10-hour workday, and it was probably 5 hours of the squirrel, like, just climbing back to me, coming back to me.
That's crazy. I think you did the right thing. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
Okay, we're still taking your animal rescue stories at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Logan rescuing a bunny from the golf course yesterday, who he named Parmesan, who has to be no more than 2 days old,
yeah,
right?
I don't think, if you're thinking, yeah, right, you know, the bunny's probably a few weeks old, go look on our Instagram story.
Literally, Logan sent me a picture of the creature yesterday, and I was like, please forgive me. What is that? It could have been a mouse. It could have been a baby squirrel.
It grew more hair in a day. Mm-hmm. From when I got it until today, it has literally grown and become more hairy.
It's crazy.
That's how fast it's happening.
Wow. And Parmesan is in the studio with us right now. How's he doing, by the way?
Yeah, he's good. I keep calling her a she, but yeah, he's fluid. but Parmesan is good. He is snuggled up into the heating pad, mm-hmm. Which is under a nice soft Bruins blanket. Bruins fan.
Yes. Yeah,
I liked them.
One of our callers, Roseanne, said that make sure that the bunny is warm.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
and he's warm.
We're taking calls on your tips or your stories of animal rescues. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, it's Sheila.
Hi, did you have a comment about Logan's story of rescuing the baby bunny?
So my grandfather was actually a wildlife rescue. He lived in Derry, New Hampshire. We had emus, we had raised squirrels, skunks. All different types of animals. Just recently, I adopted 3 kittens that teenagers thought that they knew what they were doing by taking them off the street.
Right.
But they didn't find the mom, so it was very dangerous.
Right.
So they were going to feed the kittens cat food, and they weren't even a week old.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, no, please don't do that.
You're like, I will be confiscating these animals. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call, Sheila. Be good.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. WOKQ, you have a tale of an animal rescue?
So we had a pine tree cut down.
Yeah.
Like a old, like 50, 60-year-old pine tree. There was a family of about 10 baby squirrels on the top of the pine tree.
Yeesh.
So we were able to keep them through the night. We kept them at a license because we were actually going to keep them. And to keep a squirrel, it is a minimum of 25 years to keep it.
Whoa.
For a license.
That's a commitment, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I also heard that. So I may or may not have thought it was a squirrel in the beginning, and I went to Tractor Supply, and I talked to the guy and said, hey, hypothetically, if I have a squirrel that I rescued, what would I need? AKA heat lamp, like, just to get it through the night, whatever. Right. And he was like, hypothetically, you can be, like, charged for hiding a squirrel because that's a protected animal. So,
you're like, hypothetically,
yeah.
I don't even know if it's a squirrel.
Yeah. that's when I started calling the wildlife places.
You're like, rout, rout.
I don't need to get arrested over this.
No. Thanks for the call, my guy.
I'm perfect.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Who is this? Yeah, this is Jackson Bow.
Hey, Jackson Bow. To what do we owe this pleasure?
We heard you guys talking about you. Logan saved a baby bunny, and
we want to tell y'all story.
Dad saved two rabbits twice. Two snapping turtles.
The whole team said it.
How did he save the snapping turtles?
He grabbed a stick, made it bite the stick. He pulled it over. It took a while.
Yeah. Patience.
So can we agree that Dad's a hero?
Dad is a hero, yes.
Let's give it up for Dad.
Come on, Dad. Hey, not too loud. Parmesan likes quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the baby.
Dark and quiet places.
I forgot about the baby.
Thank you.
We still all have our fingers.
Good. That was my follow-up.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. And joining us in studio today, we have a days-old bunny that Logan rescued from the golf course yesterday that he has named Parmesan. And he and his wife, Missy, kept little Parmesan alive overnight.
I really got to give credit to Missy.
Nursing her.
Because it wasn't me.
Him, right?
Yeah, it was him.
So, and Logan is diligently working trying to find an appropriate animal rescue to give Parmesan to.
Yeah, if there's an animal rescue out there, if you know a director of one nearby, I know there's a few. I know there's one up in York. Please give us a call or shoot us a message. We'd love to talk to you on air and then set up an arrangement. Either I can come and drop Parmesan off, or if you want to come down and pick her up and see the studio, we could do that, arrange that this morning too.
Absolutely. A free tour. So let us know. And we're also taking your calls on your animal rescue tales at 603-749-0975. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name's Tara. I'm from Auburn.
Hello, Tara. So what's on your mind?
Are you still taking animal calls?
Yeah.
So in Kentucky, where I grew up, we had a VFW next to us.
Yep.
With two really big dumpsters, and these dumpsters were dumping grounds for unwanted animals.
Oh, I hate this so much.
Yikes.
And it got to the point where my dad, who was an officer, police officer, for the next town, would come home from work, and he'd bang on the dumpsters before he got home to see if there's anything in there. And so we had a menagerie of animals growing up. He would take them out of the dumpster. We'd bring them home, we'd clean them up, and we would find homes for them.
Wow.
So we had cats, dogs, bunnies, a ferret for a little while. My mom hated the ferret.
That's fun.
Mom hated the ferret.
I've always wanted a ferret.
Do they smell like crap?
It did not smell pretty when we got it, but yeah, it was weird. It was very fluffy.
Fluffy?
Yes.
Hmm. What was the most unique animal you found in the dumpster?
We took it to the vet to find out. We found a purebred English bulldog.
Whoa.
That we ended up keeping. My dad called her Precious. He said, she's so ugly, she's precious.
Aw, I love
that. Some animals are so ugly, they're cute.
Yeah. There's like the full flat face. The thing had trouble breathing because it was, you know, she was purebred. So they have sinus issues.
Right.
Yep. They snore and everything.
Yeah, but so we kept her. She was purebred, and someone just didn't want her anymore.
Terrible.
But we had.
Well, I'm so happy that you and your father rescued so many animals. That's amazing.
Just like your very own animal shelter, right straight from the dumpster.
We did.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. We are taking your calls about your animal rescue tales at 603-749-0975. WOKQ, thanks for holding. Who's this?
This is Vicky.
What's up, Vicky? What's on your mind?
I'm calling about a loon we rescued.
A loon?
How do you rescue a loon?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't have a happy ending, but it was a loon that was clearly in distress out on our lake. It was swimming with its belly up.
Oh, wow.
And we made all kinds of phone calls and couldn't find anyone to help it. So we went out and scooped it up.
Yep.
And brought it back and put it in our shower stall because it was bleeding.
Oh,
I hate this.
Then we threw flour on it because we couldn't get close to it, but we knew flour would staunch the bleeding, which it did.
Smart.
We made more phone calls and finally found a vet who said he would work on it if we could get right there. So we brought the loon to the vet, helped with surgery. It had been involved with a prop on a boat, but the poor thing did not make it through the surgery.
Oh.
We brought it home, and I made my husband bury it on the hillside in the pouring rain, only to get a call the next day from the Loon Preservation Society saying they needed the body. So we had to dig it up, and we had to put it in our freezer to collect
this
it.
This is mortifying. I am so sorry that you went through all of this.
But fortunately for us, because we weren't really in a position to do it, the vet ended up donating his services. He did the surgery and didn't charge us for it.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's really good.
I didn't even think that you would have to be. But I guess someone's got to pay.
Why did they need the body?
Research?
Because they're a protected animal, so they had to research what happened to it.
Gotcha.
What a guess.
Mm-hmm. This is a sad story.
But
I'm sorry you had to go
sharing.
Through all that.
Yeah.
Well, we tried our best.
You absolutely tried your best, and you should feel good about that. Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we still have these Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets that we are going to give away. We're getting messages and calls about that. So that's coming up next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. It has been an exciting morning around here. So we are joined in studio by a bunny that could be no more than 2 days old.
Yep, for sure.
Logan rescued him from a golf course yesterday, named him Parmesan. He and his wife, Missy, nursed Parmesan all night, keeping him safe and alive. And we are diligently working to find a local animal rescue or wildlife sanctuary to bring Parmesan. And so in spirit of this whole saga journey, we're taking your calls about an animal rescue that you were a part of at 603-749-0975 if you have a tale. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. So do you have an animal rescue tale?
No, but I have a little bit of a concern. Did he look around the course for the nest? Because usually there's not just one baby bunny. Usually there's like eight.
Yeah, so yes. Short answer is yes, we did poke around. But once we saw the eagle carrying what we believe to be the mom, that was kind of the decision maker for me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I was just thinking, I'm like, does he know there could be like 10 siblings out there?
Yeah. No, we did like a little poke to the woods. But again, once we saw the eagle come out from the woods that we were like looking nearby, that was it for us.
Save yourself. Yeah.
Thank you for the concern, though.
All right, that's all. No problem.
All
Thank
right.
you, guys.
Bye, Take Elizabeth. Care. Have a good
Bye.
Weekend.
You too.
Hey, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who dis?
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Did you have an animal rescue tale?
I do. My husband and I were stationed in Germany. We lived off base, and a captain came in. A captain couldn't bring his dog on base where he was staying until he found an apartment.
Mm.
So we took care of this dog for him.
Okay.
Brought it to one of my husband's flag football games. The dog's running around. He's, you know, friendly, running around. Comes back to me, has a baby rabbit in his mouth.
Yikes.
Whoa.
So it was a lab, so he didn't hurt it. Well, not intentionally. He dug it out of the hole, obviously. And one of its paws was like going backwards. So I worked at the clinic on base. I brought the rabbit to the clinic. They did an x-ray, found out it had an infection.
Mm.
So they gave me liquid antibiotics. I gave it to him with an eyedropper.
Wow.
I fed it milk with an eyedropper. This thing came to our apartment. It lived with us. It went to the bathroom in a litter box. As it got bigger,
wow,
it would go outside, come back in, like it was a cat.
It was domesticated.
This is kind of what I wanted.
I bet.
And it can happen. I don't know if it's legal to take them in, though. I don't know.
And truthfully, the bunny that I rescued is so young. It needs someone who knows what they're doing.
Believe me, I totally understand that. I have taken in so many animals in my lifetime. I'm just such a pet person, an animal person. But this rabbit, like I said, would go in and out. We had it for probably about a year. We named it Lucky. Because I think it was lucky to be alive.
Lucky to find
then,
you.
Right. And then one day, he went out, never came back.
Yeah, that's how it goes, right?
Man.
So I'm hoping that an animal didn't get it. I'm hoping that it was just ready to be on his own. And I mean, we lived right on the other side of base, so maybe he made his way back to base and found his family. I don't know. That's what I want to think.
That's what we like to tell ourselves.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for the call.
Awesome story. You did an awesome thing, Logan.
Thank you for saying that.
I think so too.
I really have been struggling with it.
Yeah.
No, how could you leave it? You couldn't leave it. I could never leave it. Never.
Thanks for saying that.
Well, good luck, and I hope it makes it. And just have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you
too. Thank you, Carol.
L'chaim.
Thank you.
How to do? Is that the right time to do it or no?
No.
Damn.
Okay, so we're going to keep you posted on the journey of Parmesan. Most of the animal rescues, the local ones, open at 9 a.m. So Logan and I will be making some calls and we'll keep you abreast on the situation.
Oh, we're keeping everybody abreast.
Abreast are involved. But for now, it is time. We have this pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Hot ticket, no big deal. Don't want to be dramatic, but this is the very last pair that we're going to give away in our whole lives.
Well, it is tomorrow.
For tomorrow's show. Tomorrow. Okay, so if you want this hot ticket to see Posty and Jelly, tomorrow we are playing Can't Beat Logan, as it is a Flip It Fry.
Yay.
Do you have our number? I hope you do. Good golly, Miss Molly. 603-749-0975 is our number if you want these Posty and Jelly tickets. The time is now. 603-749-0975. We play Can't Beat Logan next on 97.5 WOKQ.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Holly, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We choose you to play Can't Beat Logan. This is a hot commodity ticket. Our phones are lighting up like an absolute Christmas tree. So you're the chosen one. It is a lot of pressure. I'm not going to sugarcoat
it. Yeah, no doubt.
I'm so excited right now.
Holly, are you more excited to see Post Malone or Jelly Roll?
So a friend brought me to Jelly Roll when he was here in October, maybe?
Okay. Yep.
I'm really excited to see Post Malone if I can win.
Okay. If you can win. I appreciate the fact that you said that. That's important.
Sometimes people come in here a little too confident.
Yeah, no. You're dialing it in. You know the path. You know what you have to do. First, kick me out of here. Let's go.
All right, Logan, can you get on out of here?
You got it.
He's out. I'll take care of Parmesan while you're gone. Okay. This is a battle of pop culture wits, Holly. You get more right than Logan, you win. If you tie, you still have to say that phrase of shame. But you'll be skipping into the weekend with a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll tomorrow night at Gillette.
Oh, my God.
When I say it out loud, it really hits, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, should we get to it?
Let's get to it.
Okay, this first one is true or false. So a 50% chance, honestly. Soon, there will be a soap on the market that is infused with Sydney Sweeney's actual bath water. Is that true or false?
Oh, my God, that's true. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you if you're right or wrong, but we're locking in true. Okay, Holly, question number two. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook starred in what iconic 1999 movie? Was it Cruel Intentions or She's All That? My girl. I have to tell you, Logan's not going to have any clue with that one. That's going to be a full guess. He might get lucky, but that's going to be a full guess.
Maybe. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. I want to watch it tonight now that we're talking about it. Oh, but I can't tell you if you're right. Anyways, we're going to finish the lyrics with a classic. George Strait, I Cross My Heart. Are you an old school country fan?
Oh, yeah, but we'll see.
Okay. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all of your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as blank.
Beautiful as mine.
I'm waving in young Logan. How are you feeling about that performance? Don't give anything away because we don't want to help him in any way.
Oh, Questionable on three.
Okay.
Howdy.
I'd say that's an accurate assessment. Logan's back. Yep. All right, are you ready to roll?
Let's rumble.
Okay, he doesn't need to win tickets because he's already going tomorrow. Not to brag on his behalf.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Guilty.
True or false, Logina? Oh. Soon there will be a soap on the market infused with Sydney Sweeney's actual bath water.
Oh, yeah. 5,000 soaps are being made. I've already looked it up. I already got a pre-order.
Are you kidding me?
Of course I didn't pre-order it, but that is true. It's crazy Dr. Squatch soap.
Yes. Logan is correct. He said true, and Holly also knew it was true. She saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Okay. You have choices with this next question.
Multiple ones?
Multiple. I would say multiple. If you think two is multiple. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook starred in what iconic 1999 movie? Was it Cruel Intentions or She's All That?
Everybody knows the answer to this one.
Do they?
Everyone. Everyone knows it's She's All That.
Okay. Did you know that for sure?
Or? Yep, I absolutely did.
Okay. It is She's All That. Holly knew. I didn't even have to give her the options. She knew She's All That. Such a good movie.
Great job, Holly.
And,
great movie.
I feel like Logan's not being honest. I feel like that was an absolute guess shot in the dark, but a lucky one.
Perfect.
So it's a 2-2 game. Let's see how we do here.
Okay.
George Strait, Across My Heart. Finish the lyrics. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all of your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as blank.
True. A love is true.
A love is true.
A love as true to you.
Oh, okay. This is tricky. So Logan said, a love is true to you. And Holly said, a love as beautiful as mine. It's a love as true as mine.
Wow. So just mix both of our answers and we got it.
What do I do? What do I do?
What do you mean? Neither of us got the point. It's a 2-2 tie. Holly, first and foremost, owes me the phrase of shame.
That's all true. All of it's true. Yes. Holly, you need to give Logan the phrase of shame.
My name is Holly from Newbury, Mass, and I cannot beat Logan.
Holly, you did not lose today and can't beat Kira. And tie goes to the caller. You're going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Yes, I love you guys so much.
Oh, she dropped the L-bomb.
It feels good. It feels warm and fuzzy.
It feels a little soon. No, I'm just kidding.
And
just kidding.
You love Parmesan, too?
Yes, of course. Everybody loves Parmesan already.
She's like, I have no idea who Parmesan is, but yes, I love him. Okay, hold on, Holly.
I love everything.
Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown, backseat driver, on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan, I'm sure that Kane Brown song hits a little different now that you're a father.
You have no clue. You have no clue. I'm driving to work, buckling this baby up in the front seat.
If you're super confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a human child. I do currently, at the moment, have an adopted 2-ish day old bunny that I rescued. Here's the SparkNotes version. It's really, I feel like we've downplayed how crazy of a story this is.
No, it's a dramatic tale.
It's crazy. I'm golfing. Hole 18 yesterday, we see a little bunny, like, seriously, like, the days, hours old. And while pondering what to do with it, we look up into the sky and see an enormous bald eagle carrying a mama bunny, or at least an adult bunny.
A grown bunny.
And we were like, well, the story's making sense, right? Either the eagle dropped this brand new born bunny, or mama bunny said, get out, go run for yourself, or something like that. And then mama bunny gets eaten by the eagle. So we were like, I have to take in this baby bunny. Nursed it overnight. Shout out to my wife, because she really did all the nursing. She's like, I don't want this thing. Get rid of it. And then she spends an hour and a half trying to breastfeed. Well, not her. yikes. You know what I'm saying? What's this called? An injector? A sterilizer.
A syringe.
Thank you. So yeah, we got like warm formula from Petco and like syringed it in. At any rate, we have all day been taking calls from people giving me tips on what to do and places where I can bring this baby bunny, because I can't raise this baby bunny. It needs like professional help.
100%. But it was a very noble thing for you to do. And
thank
I think
you.
The right thing for you to do.
Thanks for saying that.
So we got a lot of calls suggesting local wildlife places that Logan could bring this days old bunny. And we had to wait till after 9 to call. And we're going to make a call right now and hopefully bring closure to this tale.
Center for Wildlife.
Henniker Wildlife.
Center.
Oh, Center for Wildlife. Hello, is this Kristen by chance?
No, it is not.
I'm Logan. I rescued a bunny yesterday. I think it's only like a day or two old. So I was hoping to get in contact with someone to maybe bring the bunny up there.
Yeah, if you have the bunny contained and you have a means of bringing him to us, we can certainly take it for you.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. You guys are in York, right?
Yes, we're in Cape Neddick.
Cape Neddick, perfect. Yeah, I can do that in the next couple hours. I'll be up there.
Awesome. We close today at 5.
Okay, yeah, I'll be bringing him in earlier. We got to make sure Parmesan's getting some food.
Gotcha. All right. We'll see you then.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Logan. There you have it. Are you going to be a little emotional?
Yep. I don't really want to talk about it too much.
Okay.
The truth is...
Why are the tears welling up?
Stop. The truth is, I really wanted to keep Parmy.
I know.
I
know that.
I know that the best thing for him is to go to the Center for Wildlife. But I held him on my bare skin. And
you guys did skin to skin?
I put the syringe nipple near my nipple just to make it feel like I was the mama.
Please stop.
I did. I really did. But this is the best thing for him, and I'm happy that the Center for Wildlife up in Cape Neddick is going to take him in. And my goal is to stay involved in his life. I want to be an involved... What would I be?
A parental figure.
Parental figure. That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. I want to be an involved parental figure, whether I'm in Maine or Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yes, and I hope that the Center for Wildlife allows you
visitation. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm sure we can think of some kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
I'll lawyer up. That's the truth.
when they do a background check, they might be a little like, oh, but we'll see how it goes. Anyways, thanks for being along for the journey with us. It's been a wild ride and a really different kind of morning.
Yeah. Yeah, fun one.
We've loved it. Ginny Rogers is up next, and so is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. Have a great weekend, and don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.